This is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Meese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections, as we have an amazing, I want to say, miracle story, as well as an amazing actress that I am just in awe of. And let me introduce her, and she's calling in, and introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jen Gosden. I'm so excited to be on Hollywood Connect.
I know. I met you at the Christian Film Festival, and I just was in awe. You actually first started out and produced your own movie. It's a Christmas movie. First, tell us about that. That's out, that people can buy that.
Oh, my goodness. So it's called The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. And by God's grace, we've been an Amazon bestseller for 6 weeks. We trended as one of the top Christmas movies last year. And you could get it on Amazon Freevee, Tubi, iTunes, YouTube, you name it. And you could watch it and be inspired about your value and inner beauty.
I know. And you have some amazing jewelry that goes with it. The bracelets, you've got books, you know, branding in that movie. And I highly recommend, you know, for somebody's birthday or a stocking stuffer coming up in the holidays around the corner, that is definitely a must to get that movie. It is so special and it warms your heart.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn. And after visiting with you, we've made a new bracelet that's going to be coming out this coming Christmas.
Ooh.
And it has nearly 20 inscriptions wrapped around a Tiffany-styled bracelet with these beautiful charms that encourage us that we are a magnificent masterpiece, an overcomer, a joyful giver, or obedient to a calling when we have an open heart to know that Jesus' love is wide, high, long, and deep for us.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. That is also a definite stocking stuffer or birthday gift. You know, a grandmother or a mother giving it to their daughter or their granddaughter or a relative. It makes something very special and unique for them to have that. And Jen, you know, I looked at your website. My goodness, you're a motivational speaker. You've done so much. Can you kind of give us your history before we go into the movie that I just saw?
Sure. I was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, not in a manger. I am a wife of an amazing man, Jimmy Chandler, who's currently in Uganda.
I saw that.
In the bush. Right now, he literally is sleeping, hopefully, under a mosquito net. And we are parents of our little baby boy, who's potty training as of now.
Oh.
I've got a line on QVC for jewelry and books. I've been producing. I've starred in over 100 projects, including 2 Oscar-nominated films as an actress playing historical characters. And yeah, my desire is to impact people's lives.
I see that. And it definitely has impacted my life as well. And set up the trailer that we're about to watch, Forgiven, that I just saw on Netflix. And you are the main actress. You're working with Kevin Sorbo. That is an honor. My goodness. And tell us, you know, we'll come back and talk about how you ended up getting the part and how you met Kevin and all this amazing opportunity for you. And if you just want to tell us about the clip and set that up for us.
Certainly. So Forgiven is like the Christian Die Hard. It's a dramatic thriller, action-packed, and it follows a character who, well, let's just say he's done something bad, held me hostage in a church, and, well, maybe someone comes to rescue, maybe someone doesn't, and you'll just have to watch to see how hearts are forgiven.
I'll tell you, we were watching it. I had, you know, built up tears. My husband, you know, is not, he does once in a while. He's probably listening. He's like, Dawn, don't tell anybody, you know, with my Hallmark movies. But he said, your movie affected him. And I saw him wiping his eyes and just how you touched his spirit with that movie. So let's go to that trailer. It's Forgiven on Netflix. You can watch it tonight. And we'll be right back with the amazing actress, Jen.
Colossians 3:13, Paul the Apostle says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
Where have you been? You said you would be back by 5 p.m.
Got tied up.
You always get tied up.
Yeah.
I want you out of here.
That's my place. What
are
you doing, packing?
I said get out!
Give me the gun! Give me the gun!
Title 41, counter portal, shots fired.
Copy that. Show us in route.
It's probably just some yo-yo shooting at the moon.
2 out of 41. We have that vehicle here. Route 27. She has a pursuit.
Two out of 41 is in foot pursuit of the male occupant through the parking lot of the Ivy Street Church.
Get back or I'll shoot you.
Hey, listen to him.
My partner and I got a call of shots fired on the west side of town. We chase him here. He bails into the church. The only ones left inside were the pastor and his 2 daughters.
I need you to look through that door and tell me what the police are doing. And if you run, I'll shoot your family.
You got all escape routes blocked off?
All the points of egress are locked down. He's not getting out of that sanctuary.
What's wrong with him?
He has a bad heart.
I said sit down.
He's having a heart attack. Please give me my phone. Either shoot me or give me my phone.
I'm surrounded by cops. I'm holding you against your will. And how do you think this is going to end? Nobody cares whether I live or die.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
What's that?
And these are his words.
It's bad.
Why are you doing this?
You shouldn't concern yourself with it.
When you came in here and stuck that gun in my face, you made it my concern.
The tactical team is ready to go.
Look, if there's a chance for a peaceful resolution, we need to work toward it.
No, please, my dad needs
help. Hang on the phone!
Let me go!
We have to move now. We have to end this.
Lord, help us.
Let's get ready. We go all 3.
James, come on, give me the gun. It doesn't have to end this way.
2.
Enough people have been hurt here today, and I'm not going to stand around and be a part of it anymore.
3.
Give me the gun.
Wow, I'll tell you, Jen, when I was watching that, I thought that Kevin Sorbo was going to hire you on the police force afterwards. I was like, wow, how you changed that man's life around. And you just, I can't even tell what happened because they have to watch the movie on Netflix called Forgiven. How did you meet Kevin Sorbo and how did you end up getting the part? Did you have to audition or he said, I've got an amazing actress that I know?
Thank you. Well, I met Kevin a couple of years prior in Los Angeles at a community event and really respected him as an actor and his work and looked up to him. And when I was cast, I was offered the role by Tom Sanders. So I did an audition, I read the script, and I loved me the script so much, and I said yes. But, Dawn, I was really nervous to work with Kevin.
No way.
Oh. Seriously, the first scene we were shooting was the climactic ending scene. And this, do I have time to share 30
seconds? Oh, yes, yes, we have till 3.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, literally almost peed my pants because I was so scared. We're shooting the end scene where all of these moving parts are happening. The good guys are coming in to save you from the bad guy. And I'm the one in between. And you've got choreography. You've got guns. You've got a shoot down. You got all of these things. And this was my first scene on the shoot. And Kevin was leading the good guy police force, and I'm leading the internal of this thing. And, well, I just kept praying, and the Lord said to me, I want you to imagine that you put your head behind me and let me lead you.
Wow.
And it reminded me when I was a teenager, I hated going into haunted houses. Dawn, I would let someone go before me, and I would snuggle my head in the small of their back as they would lead me through the haunted house because I was so scared, but I needed to do it.
Right.
And that was the image Jesus gave me. He said, I want you to put your head in the small of my back and let me lead you. And I practiced the choreography without anybody in the room. And then when production came in, I dropped in the emotion. I dropped in the character's perspective and the relationship between me and the team from an actor's perspective. And vada ving, vada voom, prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, take over. And God brought what you saw on screen.
Wow.
Glory to him.
You know, my acting days, I have to go back because I went to Charles Conrad and all this stuff in L.A. And, you know, when they talk about emotion, did you think of something when you were crying that brought that emotion on?
No, I use a Sanford Meisner method of acting, which is you're using your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take an imaginative circumstance and really believe it, your body will respond. And so I took the world of what's going on inside this church with my character, with the loss that she's had, and the fear and all those elements, and just even saying it right now, I could fuel myself with those emotions. And that's how I act. I act from what the writer's written on the script. And
wow.
I connect into that imaginative space.
Wow. And you've been acting. I've seen you in a lot of other films. Give your website so everyone can go and check you out with all the amazing credits that you've done.
Thank you. Jen Gotson, J-E-N-N, two N's, and two O's in Gotson, G-O. T as in Thomas, Zon.com. And then on the socials, I'm on Instagram. And even though I'm a hot mess, I'm still trying to figure out that.
Gotcha.
Follow me. Say hello. And I'll say hi back. At Jen Gotson.
Cool. You know, I had met Kevin a couple times when we were at the International Christian Film Festival. He's always there and supporting that amazing event. And what I wanted to say is I bought his book. And he said, I'll be on your miracle stories. And I haven't read the book yet. I'm about to. I have other miracle stories that I've been reading. Have you read Kevin's book yet about his life?
I have not read about his life, but he and Stan, his wife, and I are just such good friends. Being a mama of a two-year-old, well, he's going to be two next month, I've got 2 hours in a day to be able to do all the life and the producing and all the stuff I'm working on. That reading, I'm blessed if I could listen to the Bible.
I gotcha. Now, I know that you've been
piled up.
I know that you've influenced a lot of people. You have like a Bible study book. Tell us about that, the book that you were talking about online a little bit ago.
So our line on QVC is From the Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santaland. That's all about discovering inner beauty. And we have created Revelation that speaks around the bracelet from the movie. And our adult book is called Divine Beauty, Becoming Beautiful Based on God's Truth. And it really unlocks revelation on how do you overcome those negative lies that have wounded our souls and that
wow.
desire to be liked by man. instead of understanding that our love truly comes from God. And that's all on our website, thefarmerandthebell.net. That's the best place to support our ministry. You could also get it at Christian bookstores or retail. But our website, thefarmerandthebell.net, is, I'd love to pour into all that we're doing right now.
Wow. How about the testimonies that have come in with people that have wrote you? Is there something that stands out?
Oh, gosh, my heart. There's so many. So what happens often, I get to speak on the phone with these lovely women, grandmothers to 20-year-olds. Something might happen in the mailing where they'll get something with the package and they'll call us. And the last woman who spoke, she had a miscarriage. And so she was really struggling with, why did God allow that to happen? And she loved Christmas movies. And this was a month ago. So she searched Christmas movies on Amazon, and The Farmer and the Bell came up. She liked the cover, so she watched it. And she understood a new understanding of why she's loved, what her value is, that she is a magnificent masterpiece. So she bought the bracelet, and she called and said that this movie she's now watched several times because it has helped her overcome those wounds.
Wow.
I had a grandma, real quick, I had a grandma who called and said that her 10-year-old daughter had no idea that she was beautiful. And then after she watched the movie, in tears, she said, "Grammy, I never knew I was pretty because Daddy never told me. And now I know that I am beautiful because God made me."
Wow, that's deep.
Like Jesus in the works. It's so incredible.
Wow. You know, I mean, I lost my son last year at 34. And, you know, I was like, God, how am I going to get through this grieving process? Like, oh, my gosh. And I'll tell you what happened with my church. Number one, praying. Number two is people praying. Family came right over right away. I just lost my brother 2 weeks ago in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, no.
He is 60 years old. And I feel like God's giving me more of a platform to help people get through grieving. So I was really praying about it. And I said, God, how am I going to do this? Because this is really hard, really, really hard. And, you know, there was a blessing with a lady in our neighborhood one day. Just I want to tell the quick story. And she was on a golf cart, and my dog was chasing a cat. And this guy said, I'll hold your dog. And the lady looked at me. She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, how are you? I said, oh, because I was going to pick up his ashes from the post office, and they lost it. And she goes, when did he pass away? I said, about, you know, a week ago. And she just started to cry. And she goes, you're out and about? She said, I lost my best friend. And I couldn't get out of my house for 6 months. I thought I was just healing myself. But then I started to have people that died and went to heaven on my miracle stories. And that's on my digital business card. And you know, I just right here on TikTok, somebody said, I just lost my daughter. She's 31. And that's the hardest thing to go through. And not even that, you know, I'm going to just say family members. My husband lost his father in February. My mother-in-law lost her third husband. He was 95. That's a good run, by the way. You know, and you don't realize how, when you're with somebody, you don't know when that's the last time you're going to see them. And I'll tell you, in the miracle stories that people were talking about heaven and how gorgeous it was, and knowing that the house is like, my brother, I have to say, he wrote his own eulogy. I was like, figure that one out. That's pretty darn smart. And when I was hearing his eulogy, he was saying, I'm going to get my new keys to my new house in heaven, and I'm going to get my Arnold Schwarzenegger body, you know. And just to hear those miracle stories, you know, can not just touching me, it was touching thousands of other people, and I had no idea. You know, for that. And with your movies,
thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, for, you know, and people don't know, like, how do I do this? Like, I tell them, you know, go watch my miracle stories. They're up on my TikTok, on my profile, under Dawn Reese Show, and you can see the miracle stories from the woman that died in, what was it? She went to heaven and back. There's so many. The kid that went through the ice on Breakthrough, his mother.
Yeah.
That was an amazing story. The lady from the movie Adrift, where she was out to sea and she lost her husband, and she's still a captain. With all of that and the inspiration of people, I'll tell you, you can get through anything. And it's really easy to get down and stand your covers, you know, and say, I'm not going out today. But by the grace of God, you can say, God, help me get through this. Get me up, get me out. And, you know, my sister sent me a video called Bent Knees Break Chains. And I'll tell you, if you're praying for somebody or like your movie, Forgiven, that you were in, talk about a turnaround. Wow. You know, and you may have family members that aren't speaking to you, which I know people, and you just got to keep praying for them that they'll come around, that God will touch their hearts. You know,
it's so hard, Dawn, when someone is grieving and you're walking through it right now. That's, I think, one of the most I don't know what the statistic is on it, but I think it's one of the most common reasons people turn their back away from God, because we say, if God was real, why would he let this happen? And my husband and I got into a conversation about this, Jim, and he said something profound. He said the bad things that happen really help our inner spirit to connect stronger with God, because that's where our spirit goes if we believe in Jesus. It's not our flesh. Our flesh is what we identify with. But if we can identify with that inner spirit man, which when we accept Jesus in our bodies, that's the Holy Spirit, and we strengthen the Holy Spirit during those dark, dark hours, that's what lifts us up. And then I also think for anyone who's struggling right now, even Dawn, when you're feeling like, I can't get out of bed right now and I can't pray, if you could even just say, mutter over your mind, I am strong and courageous because God goes before me and behind me.
You're right.
And even if you could just say, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, and that puts your foot on the ground and you're doing it afraid, like Joyce Meyer tells us, and you just say, I am strong, I am strong and courageous because the Lord goes before me and behind me. And we keep meditating on a word that is scriptural based, our brain will start to get out of that dark thought. Because what happens when we're in a dark place, our mind spirals down. And so it takes about 4 to 5 things of gratitude, of thinking on something that is good, pure, which is really hard to do,
right,
that stops that spiral and brings us to neutral. And then by the 6th or 7th, it pulls us out of that dark place.
Oh, wow. What a great word for people today. That's yeah. So on point. On point. Well, you know, another thing I want to let people know, my mom and dad never show up in my dreams together. So they showed up and I was in tears and I said, Nicholas, and she looked at me and my dad was there with her, which is unusual in my dreams. And she goes, he's okay. I just came to tell you he's okay. And, you know, with that peace, and I'll tell you, it's so beautiful. And, you know, I mean, I even had my son show up and he's wearing white and he's like, hey, mom, I'm right here, and laughing and giggling. And I miss the laugh. But you know what? People look at me and they go, oh, my God, Dawn, how are you doing? Oh, my God, I just can't imagine. And I'll look and say, you know what? It is what it is. And eternity, I'll be with them. You know, eternity is a long time. It's forever. And we're here on this earth for a very short time. And, you know, and I just want to tell people, enjoy. I said, don't have this curse in your family where they're not talking to people. You know, and all of a sudden, like my mom's sister, I want to go back. She had passed away, but she never talked to my mother for 40 years until the day of her funeral. She saw her in her casket, you know, and I was like, that is so sad that you missed that time with your family that you could have had.
It takes 8 seconds to say, forgive me, because it takes a moment to prepare your heart. It takes a moment to get eye contact with the individual. And it takes a moment to take that breath, to utter the words out, forgive me. And if we could just humble the flesh of pride, you could restore and find freedom in your family and your friendship that you once so loved.
I'll tell you, in that movie, Forgiven, that is on Netflix, for what had happened in your situation to forgive somebody like that, wow. I mean, I'm not going to tell what happened. They have to watch the movie. When you get home tonight, you're driving, go to Netflix, watch Forgiven. And I'll tell you, that powerful statement that you did to forgive him on that situation, that is the most powerful. You know, people would say, I couldn't do that. But here you did, and look what happened in the movie. And it just, wow. And the writers for that movie are amazing. Is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Oh, my goodness, the entire team. Kevin Otto, really powerhouse, Forgiven, and Brad Allen and Martin and Tom, everybody just brought this to life. What I love, I had such a great time with the beautiful Allie Sutton Heath, who played my sister.
I was going to ask about her, sure.
Oh, gosh, she's such a joy. I just look forward to all the work that she has coming on up. And the distributor, Joshua Carpenter, he has blown a fire behind the sales of this movie. He brought it on to Showtime, and the company works for Green Apple. He has pioneered it, and he's the one who helped broker the deal on Netflix. And I'm just so blown away by the hard work that the entire team at Green Apple has done.
Wow. And how long, I know we have a few minutes left, how long did it take to make that movie?
I don't think I'm allowed to disclose it. It was definitely on an independent budget, but the story just speaks loud for itself.
It sure does. Well, Jen, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the air. And like I said, give your website one more time for our listeners and our drivers that are out there in Clearwater going home in Tampa.
Absolutely. So you can get the movie and all the jewelry and books at The Farmer and the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, like Beauty and the Beast Bell, The Farmer and the Bell. Just Google search it. You'll find us. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Jen Gotzon, J-E-N-N-G-O-T-Z-O-N, J-E-N-N-G-O-T-Z-O-N, and my website's jengotzon.com.
It's been amazing, and I hope someday you make it to Clearwater Beach. We'll take you and your husband sailing with sunkisscharters.com. I would love to have you down here and at the station in person. And again, thank you so much for calling in. You are such a godsend and an amazing actress, and I have these awards at home, and I want to say I'm giving you, with Tan Talk Radio, the Best Actress Award. So I'm going to send you a certificate because you so deserve it. You are amazing.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I'll add it onto IMDb so everybody could go on IMDb and see it from you. Thank you.
Jen, it's been a pleasure. Hollywood Connections with a miracle story of Jen and her life, and just amazing. Can't wait for your book to come out about
thank
your life.
So much.
Jen, all right, thank you again. God bless you. And thank you so much for calling in the show today. You made such an impression with everybody.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye. God bless you.
Bye, Hollywood Connection friends.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. What a lady. What an actress, everybody. Forgiven on Netflix. Watch that movie. If you know somebody that is having difficult situations and family members, watch that movie. It'll change your life. I do want to say that I'm very excited about an opportunity. I've been working with Atlas Records for a very long time, and with Joe Jr. Gallagher, and I am actually sent him, I don't know, a lot of talent over the years. And so if you're a singer, I'm auditioning singers on the air, and you may have a chance to be record labeled by them. So you can go to my Facebook under Dawn Reese, TikTok Dawn Reese Show, call 727-871-7788. You can watch this video up on DR Hollywood Connections on YouTube as well. And I just want to let everyone know, if you have a teenager that would like to be one of my beauty queen reporters, I will train you, and maybe you could have your own half-hour show with me. And it's very exciting. They audition and they get a beauty queen title to represent their city, state, or country as well. And the other opportunity is sunkisscharters.com. This is an opportunity to have you go out in the Gulf of Mexico, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. So if you have six people, it's only $50 a piece with an amazing captain. Take a break from the desk work, go out and get some refresh air, and you know, have you bring your own food, your own drinks, and our pontoon boat, our 28-foot, will be ready in another week and a half, and that will be out to the islands. Well, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. We have miracle stories, we have talent, we have Be Discovered. We even have a special next week on the Concierge Show with a top concierge. I'm super excited to introduce him on the air. He doesn't know this yet. We talked. I'm Dawn Reese. God bless. Lisa V will have her Beauty Queen special under Hollywood Connections tonight, Getting Ripped with Lisa V. And she'll be on from 9 to 10. And another special on Thursday, Shine Bright with Melissa. All right, bye everybody. God bless you. Have a great evening.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WTAN Clearwater City
FM 106.1
WDCF Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
CBS News on the Hour.